We're here on KSOM on our high school wrestling district recap show, talking now with Lane Rummelhart of ACGC, who competed with the Chargers at Colfax Mingo. And Lane, overall, you get some kids going to state. How are you feeling after your tournament?
We're feeling really great. Third year in a row, we're sending a half dozen guys down to the well, spread out across all weight classes. Just saw a lot of great effort from the team today.
Well, yeah, number second place finishes, but Charlie Christensen is a district champ at 144 pounds, and he pinned his way to the title. What was working for Charlie today?
Everything was working for Charlie today. Charlie was the clear favorite in our eyes, and he showed up and proved that today. He's just the better wrestler out of that whole bracket. Just complete dominance out of him in all three positions. Super proud of him.
What have you seen from Charlie all season long? I mean, was he on the radar at the start of the year? Do you think to state maybe improved throughout the year?
Well, I'll tell you what, he was on our radar. He wasn't on anybody else's because, you know, the kid had a torn ACL last year. People kind of forgot about him, everybody except ACGC. And, you know, he had to get a few matches under his belt to knock the rust off to get started this year. But his offense on his feet is really clicking right now, and he's a hammer on top, and no one can keep him down. So it's a recipe for success on the mat.
And then Chase Slaybaugh, 120 pounds. He finished second place. What did you see from him?
A lot of grit out of Chase. Nothing came easy. He had to win the wrestle back. He had to wrestle every good kid in his bracket. You know, Chase, again, he's just flying around on his feet, finding a ton of offense. Super proud of the kid. We're not done yet with him. We want to go find a medal.
And Ryder Klein, 150 pounds. He is going back. Just didn't have a wrestle back. Going to state for the third year in a row. I imagine after two times going to the well, now the Casey Center, he's got an eye on the podium.
He does, you know, and felt pretty good. We were up 7-1 before we got caught on our back today. And that's going to burn inside him all week and hopefully light a fire to push pretty hard for, I guess, the podium. But we're thinking maybe a little higher than that. You know, we want to finish on top. Feeling really good about where he's at today. Not the finish we wanted, but feeling really good about where he's at.
Well, he lost to a good wrestler in Aiden Groom of North Mahaska, so maybe a chance to get some redemption at the state. Lane Stringer at 157, he had to come back in the wrestleback round.
Yeah, Lane's just tough, man. I mean, nobody wants to go 6 minutes with him. I told him that he had to take his guys to deep water. He did that, stuck to a game plan, and he found a way, chipped away, and beat the guys he had to beat to go.
And we know that you're strong in the upper weights with Carter Richter at 215, Jack Sheeter at 285, both veterans of the state tournament. What'd you see from they both are going back? What'd you see from those guys?
Had to beat who they had to beat. And I'll tell you what, Richter took Montezuma kid to the final overtime. And, you know, ref gave two cheap back points, and it is what it is. And we're going to learn from that. I hope that lights a fire under him too. You know, Carter needed that loss, I think, to really realize where he's at in the state. We want to be on the top of the podium. He can be. We want to wrestle Saturday night. He can be. I think Jack Sheeter, you know, wrestled two guys, probably top 10 in the state today, beat one of them and got beat by the other. I think he'd like the one he got beat by back, as most competitors would. Proud of the effort of both those guys. They're great practice partners for each other, hoping they can finish strong as seniors.
Yeah, how much do they feed off of one another, do you think?
A ton. I mean, we just feed off each other a ton. Today, a 113-pounder that, you know, he's got maybe 7 wins on the year, 25 losses, comes out and gets third place. Like, guys feed off that energy. He's the first guy in the lineup, goes out, gets, you know, pins the one seed, and then he pins the one seed again for third place. Like, you just can't ask for much more grit than that. I'm super proud of the effort from all my guys top to bottom today.
Yeah, and Gavin Steenson at 113 pounds. What do you just see from the prospects of sending so many guys to the state tournament? That's just got to be an exciting thing for you and for the school.
It's very exciting. You know, we're just trying to set that new standard. You know, 6 is kind of that standard. We want to get over the hump. We want to break that school record one of these years and get 7 or more, but we'll take 6. We're grateful for it.
And what's going to be this week like to get your boys ready?
You know what? We're going to have fun this week. Our guys were clearly the best shaped team today. We beat everybody in the third period when it mattered. We're going to make sure we stay on that. Don't lose an inch there. Just tighten up a few things individually for each guy. And honestly, the state tournament's all about having fun. Who wants it more? That's who usually comes out on top. So we're going to focus on that.
Congratulations, coach. And we'll see you at the state tournament next week. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks a ton for your coverage.
Lane Rummelhart of ACGC, and he's going to be sending six half dozen to the state tournament. He joins us here on our high school wrestling recap show on KSOM.